Shashi said is a bit of my pasuk. Whatever's understood is if it's separate, if Zivis is command the pasuk. I mean, as we spoke yesterday, like the shach, it's a pashta din, come after Tasyalim Shabayhu. It's very quick. The shach, there's no problem. Whatever person's holding this is. Problem was, according to the Rabbi Kiva Eger, who said Karkashta is different, or the Havana of the Rambam, that Keli is different, how does the din of Commander Pasak Dami work? That was the problem that we had yesterday. Rabbi Chaim deals with the issue of Commander Pasak Dami in discussing a sugya in Ksubis, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara there talks about Kamlai B'Darab Minei. And the Gemara says that if somebody steals something on Shabbos by removing it from the house of its owner, that such a person is Chayiv for Shabbos, for Hitzah. And since Hitzah and Geneva come at the same time, we say Kamlai B'Darab Minei. So the Gemara is a kasha. How could you say Kamlai B'Darab Minei? He's a ganiv as soon as he picks it up in the house of the nignav. As soon as he takes it into his, he picks it up, he's a ganiv. He's not chayav Shabbos till he takes it out. So how could you say kam lebi de rabbi? It's two separate moments that the chiyuvei mamin and the chiyuvei Shabbos come. So the Gemara says shayim megarer v'yaitze. He was dragging it. He never picked it up. He's in the house of the nignav. And he drags it out, he pulls it, or he kicks it out by dragging it. So Memela, the Issa Geneva and the Isser of Shabbos come Bahadadi, come at the same second. So Gemarius is still not the same second. Because whatever he's stealing, when he takes it out of the house, he's not chayiv. Let's say he's got a purse full of coins. For Shabbos, you're not chayiv till it comes out totally. Till it comes out all the way. And Geneva, you're chayiv as soon as you take it out part of the way, whatever part you took out, you're chayiv. So if you have a kiss mole mois, you have a kiss full of coins. So at the moment that you're schlepping it out, it's halfway out, on the coins that are out already, you're chayiv. For Shabbos, you're not chayiv till the whole thing comes out. Shabbos is a din of agad klish me'agad. If something's in a keli, till the whole keli comes out, you're not chayiv. So Gemara says, Vaita, it's not, it's Shabbos and Geneva are not coming simultaneously. So Gemara has a few terutzim. One terutz is that it's talking in a case where he dragged it out of the ledge of the person's front door and gave it a push and it fell into his hand outside. Tzirif yodei lamata miyud, his hand was lower, and when he pushed it out, it fell into his hand lamata me'asara. Well, the Gemara has another teretz. It's talking by a nascha. It's not talking a kiss full of coins. It's talking to a bar of gold. Look at a bar of gold. So if you take out a bar of gold, so you're not chayiv on Geneva until you take out the whole thing. And you're not chayiv on Shabbos until you take out the whole thing. So memeila, it's bahadadi. Well, the Gemara has a third ukimta. All three ukimtas of how the case could be. That he took out a purse of coins, derech shulav. He took it out, the bottom of the purse first. So again, Shabbos in achayiv, that's for sure, until the whole thing goes out. But even a purse full of coins, if you take it out derech shulav, bottom first, see, if you took out just the bottom part, you can't get to the coins. So you're not a ganiv until the whole thing comes out. So these are three ukimtas of the same idea, either Tzirif yodei lamata miyud, and he pushed it into his hand. Or, it's talking about a nascha, a piece of gold. Or, he took it out derech shulav. Either way, what's the bottom line? Shabbos and Geneva come at the same time, at the time that the whole thing is out. As I state in Gemara, that's all the Gemara. What bothers Reb Chaim in the last paragraph of this Reb Chaim is that if you say command the pasuk dami, then the Gemara there is vaiteshver. Reb Mishashi said that on chafetzim you could say command the pasuk dami. So let's say he took out a piece of gold, an ascha. So he's chayiv on hilchis geneva, even he took out half of it. Because whatever's in his hand, command the pasuk dami, you cut it off. Imagine it cut off. He's chayiv for the part that's in his hand. And Shabbos, he's not chayiv, like we said, till the whole thing comes out. Or you took it out down shulav. You took out a purse at the bottom first. So whatever you took out is command the pasuk dami. It's like it's cut off when it's half out. The part that's in your hand that's half out, you should be chayiv for. So you should be chayiv for the chelik that's out. Or even in the case where you push it into your hand, so vaita, when part of it comes into your hand, before the whole thing falls in, the part, even when part comes, command the pasuk dami, at that time you're chayiv hilchis geneva. So basically, agamar is yisayiv, command the pasuk dami, does not apply to Hilchah Shabbos. Hilchah Shabbos, we have a din of Agad Klishmei Agad, which means you're not chayiv till you take out the whole thing. Hilchah Geneva is a rule of command of Pasuk. So how do you have Kamlei Derabine, Geneva, and Shabbos don't come at the same time? That's Reb Chaim's kasha. Reb Chaim answers, and this is where it might help us a little bit. Reb Chaim answers that the din of command of pasuk dami is a din in kinyan yad. We all know there are two kinyanim you can do with your hand. Either yad, the hand itself is like your chatzar, it's kind of for you. Or hagbah, if you pick something up, you're kind of with kinyan hagbah. Two separate kinyan. The din of command of pasuk dami is a din in kinyan yad. We spoke about it last year by a get. We said that according to those shittas that hold, that a get, the only works with kinyan yad, the whole get has to be in your palm. Because if it's sticking out on the sides of her hand, then it's as if it's cut off. That's what we discussed last year when we talked about get. That's a din zokta Reb Chaim and kinyan yad, command the pasuk dami. If someone's doing a kinyan meshicha or a kinyan hadbah, any other kinyan, no din of command the pasuk dami. The whole thing is you have to be kind of the whole thing with Hagbah. If you want to be kind of with Kinyan Hagbah, a blanket, you pick up one end, the other end's on the floor, you're not kind of. There's no command of Pasuk, you're just not kind of. Hagbah must be on the whole thing. So, Sefer Chaim, the Gemara in Ksubis is talking with Kinyan Hagbah. By Kinyan Hagbah, there's no din of command of Pasuk, though. And Memela, the kasugi over there is very good. Our Gemara, Mishashia, is talking about Kinyan Yad. Kinyan Yad is a din of Commander Pasuk Dami. And in our sugya, it's an issue, Commander Pasuk Dami. There's nothing to do with the sugya in Ksubis, which is talking about Kinyan Hagbah. This is Reb Chaim. The problem with Reb Chaim is, the problem we have understanding Reb Chaim, what do the words mean? The sugya in Ksubis is only talking about Kinyan Hagbah. What do you mean the sugya in Ksubis is only talking about? The sugya in Ksubis is talking about a ganav. And the ganav took the thing and he's taking it out. What are you telling me? It's only talking about Kinyan Hagbah. Why isn't the ganav kind of with Kinyan Yad? Reb Chaim leaves that blank. He says, Ksubis is talking Hagbah, not Yad. So then Reb Chaim is right. If he's talking Hagbah, not Yad, he's right. There's no din command the pasuk dami by Hagbah. But why is it talking about Hagbah? It's not about a ganav. The ganav knocked it into his hand or took it out with his hand. Why don't you say?
He's not holding it by the strap or something. It's not the yad. Of course, not holding it in his hand.
He's holding the purse by his.
Or the strap or whatever.
So, Tzirf Yotel Matam he knocked it in, but only grabbed the strap in his hand. So. Why don't we say command the pasuk dami on the strap? Why don't we say command the pasuk dami? So maybe say nechinami on the strap. He's chayiv just on the coins. He's part of. What? So Gabi Hilchis Shabbos, you only chayim when the whole thing came out. Gabi Hilchis, Gabi the Ar Halachis, maybe that's what Chaim means. He says it's talking in a case where the coins didn't fall in your hand, just the kiss, you grabbed the kiss by its strap, so the coins were never in your hand. Kind of the coins were Hagbah. And what about the case of Nascha? Nascha is harder. How do you say by Nascha? Nascha means a piece of gold. How do you say by Nascha? But it fell into his hand. Tzirif Yadah is one tarot. That's talking about coins. By Nascha, so how do you do Hagbah? So the whole thing came into the end of one shot. Then he says he's talking about coins. Then you don't need Nascha. Gemara seems to say by Nascha, we don't say Kamanda Pasuk then. Because then, if it's Tzirif Yadah, Matam Yigim. So. Oh, but he was Megarvi, I'd say, and when it got out, he was kind of king like that. When he knocked it out, that's when it became a king. That's the Gemara says.
Yeah, so he didn't talk about it, was on the floor.
Yeah, no, the question is the first second it was outside, what was he cutting it with? He had to do Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Ganev at the same time for the Gemara to make sense. So obviously it went into his hand, it was Ganev.
Why would he want to do
Kinyan Yad? He was thinking about that. Maybe he's a Ganev, he doesn't want to be kind of with Yad. But he's kind of about Karcha. A Ganev is kind of against his will. Ganev has no choice. Let's say Ganev says, I don't want to be kind. He's still kind of, because it's only Kinyan Ganev. So when half of it goes in his hand, a Karcha, the Yana person is a Ganev on that half, and he should be Chayev on that half. No? On the half that he took out, he doesn't want to be kind of with the ant. That's not a choice. That's. Anyway, what we do see from Reb Chaim is Taichin Agamara. So we won't sub Islam at all, we have to worry about Reb Chaim. But we see Reb Chaim learned that Kamanda Pasuk Domi is a din in Kinyan Yad, which is a din, like I said, we learned by Gittin, that the Kinyan of Kinyan Yad only works for the chelik that's in your hand. Memela, that's Psharana Mishnah too. That whatever's in your hand you get, it's a halacha in Kinyan Yad. That whatever you have in your hand, it's in your chatzar. Your yad is like your chatzar.
So by Kinyan Yad, I was holding a baseball bat. I can carry the whole baseball bat?
Oh, so now we get to the baseball bat. Okay. So now we go back to Asugya. Let's see, figure out Asugya again. We're talking about Kinyan Yad. Coming back, we had one question yesterday. The question was, why? Why do you get what's in your hand? That was the question we had yesterday. So we're trying to understand it today. So we're saying, when I'm holding one end of a talus, you're holding the other end. So what's in my hand, I get. Now we understood it yesterday, except like the Rambam who said a keli is different. That a baseball bat is different than a blanket. Does Reb Chaim help us? Let's see. In the case of the blanket, part of the blanket is in my chatzar, my hand, which is my chatzar, and part is out. We say, Commander Pasuk Dami. We say it's a separate blanket. What's in my hand is one blanket. What's out of my hand is another blanket. Either connected. I don't care about connected. Connected doesn't matter. What's in my hand I get because I have it. What's out of my hand, I don't care that it's connected. Come out the pasuk though. When I have a baseball bat, and part of it is in my hand, the rest of it is out of my hand. Now, in that case, the Rambam is saying that we don't say command the pasuk dami. That we don't say command the pasuk dami, and I'm not kinda the baseball bat at all. I don't have a kinyan in the baseball bat, only to the extent that we're both holding it, and the shneimer is in betalis. So I think it's understandable if it works with kinyan yad. So the question is, what could my hand or my chotzer be kinda? Something that blows in. So if someone parks a car half on my chotzer and half off my chotzer. So then I would say, my chutz is not kaina. Because half a car, nobody's kaina half a car. I mean, a person could have half ownership in a whole car. But no one wants to be kaina the front end or back end of a car. So what the way we're understanding now, the Rambam, is that by a keli, which is half on, half off, I have nothing. Even though it's in my hand. I have nothing. There's no commander pasek dami. So I can't say, look, this is in my chatzah, you can't take it away from me. What's in my chatzah? The handle of a bat? The handle of a bat is nothing. It's the whole chiddush of commander pasek dami is by a blanket, where I could say the part that's in my hand has a chashivas, so it's separate, it's cut off and separate. So then it works. Or to rephrase it, yesterday what we said is that if this is all a halacha, not a svara, we didn't have a problem with it. That's what we started yesterday. If what's in your hand you get, it's a din, no problem. If it's a svara, it's a problem. So we had a problem that the Rambam seems to hold it's a svara. He says when it's a bat, you don't get it. When it's a blanket, you do get it. We're saying now is no. It's not a svara in Shneimos and Batalis. There is no svara in Shneimos and Batalis. Why? What's the difference on holding a bat or hanging a blanket? Takin, no difference. It's a svara in Kenyan Yad. The svara is that when my hand is, I want to be kind of something with my hand, and part of it is sticking out. If the thing that's in my hand is a chshivas by itself, it's a svara that Kenyan Yad is kind of. Same thing as chatzar. Yad is kind of kamei chatzar. Chatzar also. When it's half in, then the svara is that then it's kind of. Something that's half on and half off. The svara is nisenis that I'm not kind of. Because there's nothing, it has to be in my hand for me to be kind of. Whatever's out of my hand, I can't be kind of. If it's an item, which the part that's in my hand is nothing by itself. The wood handle of a baseball bat is nothing. Somebody will have it, he'll throw it in the garbage. So there's nothing for my yad to be kind of. See, what we gain is we change the focus. Yesterday, we had a hard time. We were focusing on Shnei Mezim Batalis and our Mishnah. What's the Svara? Two people fighting over a talis. What's the Svara? I should get what's in my hand. You should get what's not in your hand. And you should get what's in your hand. We couldn't come up with a Svara. By changing it to that it's a din in Kinyan Yad. The question is not a question of Shnei Mezim Batalis. The question is, what does Kinyan Yad work on? Commander Pasek Dami is a din in Kinyan Yad. So now it's very mustaver. What can my hand be kind of? If I'm holding a piece of a Gemara, my hand's not kind of. My hand's holding a corner of a Gemara. I'm going to cut off that corner, it's nothing. Going to Sheamus. So there's no Kinyan Yad. Kinyan Yad only works if what's in my hand is Chasha by itself. That itself is a Shtaka Svara. Now, in Kinyan Yad, it's a very Shtaka Svara. That whatever's in your hand, if it's chashiv, you have a kinyan. If it has no chashivas by itself, you don't have a kinyan. If you look at it like Reb Chaim looked at it, the commander pasak dami is a din in kinyan yad, then it makes sense. The whole Rambam makes sense. The whole thing makes sense. There's a difference if I'm holding part of a talis or part of a baseball bat or part of a plate or part of a anything that you can't cut. The only part of something you can't cut, what kind of kinyan yad is that? I don't know. I'm asking. I don't give people too much of a chance to argue with me today. But I don't know. I think that with these two words, that commander pasatam is a din and kinyan yad, the whole thing, suddenly we could deal with svaris. Till then we can't deal with svaris. It fixes the whole sugya. Okay. Let's see the last piece of Gemara. By the way, just la halacha, this, everything we're talking is not la halacha. Because we, I don't know where the kivega holds, but we don't, I don't think we pass like the Rambam to be mechalek between a keli and a beged. In other words, what we said yesterday, that if it's a din, it's good, that probably is true la halacha. Look quickly in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't think the Shulchan Aruch brings the chilek between a talis and a keli. This, everything we're saying today is to explain Shitas Rambam. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. After a Mishashia. All right, so where Mishashia? Say that by Kinyan Sudar. Okay. So you should know when you're by a chasana and someone gives a handkerchief to the chasan to make a Kinyan. So the one giving the handkerchief doesn't have to let go. Provided that the chasan is holding a gimel al gimel, 3 etzbais by 3 etzbais, which is about 3 inches by 3 inches of the handkerchief, so the person giving it does not have to let go. What happens if he does it, uses a pen for Kinyan Chalipin? Huh? He uses a pen. It's a keli. So nowadays, handkerchiefs are out of style nowadays. You can't do a Kinyan Chalipin with a tissue. It's not worth a pruta. So I don't know. I usually do it with a pen. So if I give the pen, so the way, certainly according to the Rambam, I have to let go of the pen. He has to take the whole pen. And be kind of it, because you're not going to say, come on, the Pasuk dummy on a half a pen.
Unless it's gold, because a gold pen, so then half of a gold pen could be a
gold pen. Unless half the pen is...
Without a pen,
it's a gold pen.
Without a pen, it's gold. You cut it,
but it doesn't have
to be a pen. No, it's a fruit pen.
Very few gold pens, if they be cracked in half, would have a value. In theory, they have a value. Nowadays, nothing pays to fix. So, you know, right? Nowadays, nothing pays to fix. If you have a $300 washing machine, and the repairman says it costs $200 to fix, so he says it doesn't pay to fix. You buy a new one. Nothing pays to fix. So you have a gold pen that's whatever it's worth, nobody... All right, anyway, I don't want to get into the... If it's a gold pen, we'll deal with it. But what I mean just to say is the lemaisa of it that... this chiluk. Okay, my shtob is Rav Chista. Dom Rav Chista, get biyado, mashicha biyado. We had this last year, that if you have a get in the woman's hand, and it's tied with a string to the man's, the man is holding the string, is it a good get? It depends. Im yachal anat goy la viya yetzlai, ain't a mugureshes. If he could pull it to himself, he's not mugureshes. Vim lav, if he can't pull it to himself, mugureshes. So in Hilchas Gittin, it was very poshut. So what's the kasha? Hakra Mishashi say a handkerchief which is half in my hand, half in your hand, is good kinya chalipin. It should depend if yachle not guy. So what's the Gemara assuming? By Sudr, you could pull it or you can't pull it. What's the Gemara's kasha? Kasha is Amar B'Shashi or kasha is Amar B'Chista? What's the Gemara's kasha? Kasha Amar B'Shashi. You say, come on, the Pasuk Dami. So the get should be a good get. That's one way you can learn the Gemara. Huh? Gemara's kasha is the get should be a good get. Or you can learn the Gemara that in Amar B'Shashi's case, if it's Yochel and Atgai, then the Kinyan Sudah shouldn't be a good Kinyan. Even if you give me a handkerchief less than three, or more than three, it shouldn't help because you're Yochel and Atgai. How do you understand the Kasha? The Kasha is that by a Sudah, Yochel and Atgai should be good. Or the Kasha is that by a Get, it should be good without Yochel and Atgai because Commander Pasik Dami. The twist on the Gemara, no? What?
It's mashdar, it's either way. Why is the difference?
Both are kashas.
Either way,
so it's two stiras. We have one stira in Commander Pasuk Dami and one stira in Yochel and Atgai.
Rashi says it's a kasha. Makes sense. It's mashdar. Rashi says kasha in the case of the
Rashi says. Rashi says. Amalav Nesinahi. So we see. Yeah, they'll carry it both Amirayim, right? So there are two, the kashas on two things. There seem to be two theories between them. One theory is Rabbi Shashi said if it's Commander Pasek Dami, if Chista doesn't hold of Commander Pasek Dami, right? And the other theory is that Rav Chista holds of Yochel and Atgai, Rav Shashi doesn't hold of Yochel and Atgai. Why? I can hold like one and not the other. I can hold like neither, like both, or like one and not the other. Either I can hold There's no such thing as commander pasik, and there's no such thing as yachal and atkai. I call there's such a thing as commander pasik, and such a thing as yachal and atkai, or I call one and not the other.
If
Yachal
and
Atkai,
there's a
machlekes
if we say
Shema and the Pasuk. If
Yachal and Atkai, there's
a machlekes
if we say
Kamad
the Pasuk.
Why does Rav Chisda
say different?
The
what
Rav Chisda
should
be.
It's not considered a. It's not a good get.
So it should be a good get because Kamad the Pasuk Dami. Because Yad is Kaino with Kamad the Pasuk Dami. So you have a problem learning that way. Kasher Rav Chisda. Why, he can learn the Kasher of Chista. There's a very big nafkamina in two ways, because the Gemara's teretz, the maskanas ha-Gemara changes depending on which way you learn. Right, there are two halachas. There's one halacha of Kamad Pasuk Dami, which we're learning is a din in Kinyan Yad, that whatever in your hands like it's cut off. There's another din of Yachal and Atka. The din of Yachal and Atka is a Bezundarinian that if you can pull something, it's kilo, it's in your hand. Now, which din is, let's see, Rav Shasha holds of one and not the other, Rav Chisda holds of one and not the other. Right? So, there are two ways to phrase the Gemara's Kasha. The Nafkamin will be in the Gemara's, the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says a teretz, Hasam krisis bina v'laka. Gittin is different, krisis bina. But we had that last year, Gita Gabei, there's no Krisus if he still has a part of it. Hacha, the Sina Bina Vayika. What comes out now in the Maskana? How does it work out in the Maskana now? Yachal and Atka matters or doesn't matter?
Only by Gittin it matters. It doesn't matter for Kinyan
Sudar. Or, maybe by Kinyan Sudar. You can learn the Gemara that it matters by Kinyan Sodeh, you can learn the Gemara it doesn't matter by Kinyan Sodeh. Depending on how you learn the Kasha. Again, my question is, after you learn these four lines of Gemara, you go to a wedding, but Masada Kedushin gives the Chasn, he has a handkerchief or a gartel, and the Chasn holds on to a little piece of it, and they pick it up together. And it's a situation, let's say, where the Masada or Kedushin, if he wanted, he could pull it. He's got a good grip on it. The chasen, you know, is holding on to the gimel al gimel, so he could pull it back. Is that a good kinyan sudr? That's what we want to read the Gemara now and understand. So I'm going to read the Gemara two ways, and I think I'm going to end up with two maskanas. Huh? Let's try to read the Gemara two ways. Okay, we have step one, Rav Misharshia. Step two, Rav Chisda. Step three, the Teretz. All right, first way to learn the Gemara. Rav Misharshia said, you give gimel al gimel, it's good enough. That's what Mishashi said. It doesn't depend on yochel and nafkah. You give gimel al gimel, it's good enough, period. In fact, the Gemara, by Rav Chisda, why did Rav Chisda say the same thing? They're giving gimel al gimel, giving the get, you command the pasuk dami. And the Gemara, Rav Chisda is different. Rav Chisda, you need krisis being a valaka. According to this, the maskana is the way we learned Rav Chisda originally. As long as you give the chasin gimel al gimel, doesn't matter, yeah, Yachal and Atka, not Yachal and Atka. It has nothing to do with Yachal and Atka. The Gemara didn't have a problem. The Gemara just asked, why by Rav Chisda don't we say Kamad the Pasuk Dami? And the Gemara said, a Teretz get is different. So it would remain that Rav Misharshia, it doesn't matter if Yachal and Atka or not Yachal. Is that the way it works out? In other words, all right, let me ask you. When the Gemara says Hasam Krisus Beinon, therefore what?
Therefore,
I'm just asking the Maskana. In Hilchis Gittin, because Krisus Beinon, therefore, A, Yochel and Atka matters, but it wouldn't matter by Soder. Or Hasam Krisus Beinon, therefore, there's no such rule of Commander Pasuk Dami. It doesn't matter, Yachal, not Yachal. There's no din of Commander Pasuk Dami. Or both. Well, it could be both. It could be both are true. So if both are true, it comes out, by Sudr, we don't care. We have both kulas. Yachal and Atka doesn't matter. And you do say Commander Pasuk Dami. And by Get, you have both chumras. That to say it's only Tali who could grab it, whoever could grab it, he's the balabas.
So it comes out. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's what turns out. Yachol Hanukkah is the end. Is what matters. That's what it would seem to be.
So how did there's only one
chumrah? Well, once it depends. Yachol Hanukkah, there's only one chumrah because in lemeil you can't say command the pasuk if it's not Yachol Hanukkah. Okay, the Rambam, the Rav Shmuel in the 12 Rav Shmuels. That's the Shure. The Shure of Shmuel. I think it's the Chiddush of Shmuel. In the beginning of the Masechta, Simen Aleph, Aizvav, has these two ways to learn the Gemara. He's Masupik how to learn. He brings the Rambam. The Rambam says by Kinyan Sudr, when you give it to the Chasen, or to whoever's the one taking the Sudr, it helps even if you don't give the whole thing. If either you give him Gimel al Gimel, or if it's Yachol Hanukkah, either if you give him Gimel al Gimel, even if it's not Yachol Hanukkah, or if it's Yachol Hanukkah, even if you don't give him Gimel al Gimel, that works. Okay, either way, the chasen is kindness. Again, either he has Gimel al Gimel without Yachol Hanukkah, or he has less than Gimel al Gimel, and it's Yachol Hanukkah, it also works. As we say. So he has a kasha, so the Magid, that's the Sezer Shtetin Ram. The Magid Mishnah says, what are you talking about? Yachol Hanukkah? Where do you get that Yachol Hanukkah works? Yachol Hanukkah is a special din by Gidin, Krisis Shani, that if the husband could pull it, it's always get. Where do you get the Maskonas HaGemara, the Yochel HaNatkai works. Yochel HaNatkai is only a din by get, that Chrisis Be'inon, so if he's Yochel HaNatkai, it's not a get. But Yochel HaNatkai is not a... Yochel HaNatkai is not a... is not a din by Rav Chista, by regular Soder. Zopt Rav Shmuel, the Rambam learned this Gemara, that the Gemara's kasha is on both. That the Gemara asked, the Gemara meant in the kasha, that to ask, that we see there's a din of Yochel Hanukkah, so why don't you say the din of Yochel Hanukkah here too? The Gemara's answer is Hasan Krisis Be'inon, that where the Isha is not Yochel Hanukkah, so she doesn't have it. Because Krisis Be'inon Valeka, you don't say command the Pasuk Dab. But the emes is that you have two dinim. You have one din of Gimel al Gimel, command the Pasuk, without Yochel Hanukkah, which is, everyone would agree. And you have a second din, that Yochel Hanukkah is yours. So that the Gemara here is saying a chiddush in both, that Gimel al Gimel works, and a Yochel Hanukkah Taka works also. It's not the Pashtus HaGemara. But why?
If the kasha would be a kasha, we'd be saying, why don't we stipulate over here that, meaning the way you were saying, why don't we stipulate over here that if he could pull it away, then he could, it's also good, even if it's less than Gimel al Gimel. That's what the Rambam is going to do. But Lamai Sum, come out at the end of the day, you say, no, the whole reason why by the Isha, Yochel Hanukkah has anything to do with anything is because the fact that he can pull it away is a concern of Krisis, but not that pulling it away has any right or anything.
How do you come out in Maskar that Yochel Hanukkah helps? How do we come out that Yochel Hanukkah helps? It depends. If the Gemara's kasha was Yochel Hanukkah should help Erev Misharshia, so then the Teretz has some creases being on the ears that it doesn't help Erev Misharshia. Then you're right. If you've learned the Gemara's kasha was on Rav Chista, so then Yochel Hanukkah could still work. The Gemara never said has some creases being on Yochel Hanukkah. Gemara said, "How some creases be in on command the pasuk dami." The Gemara says there's a chiluk between get and momentous. What's the Gemara referring to? Reb Shmuel is saying the Gemara is referring to command the pasuk dami. Command the pasuk dami when it's not Yochel Hanukkah, which is the case by the woman. Command the pasuk dami, you could be kinda only by momentous and not by get. The Gemara is not saying that Yochel Hanukkah matters by get and not by momentous. Why is that saying that? Gemara is only saying it is only making a chiluk in get a moment by the din of command the pasuk dam. The din of Yochel Hanukkah still holds true. This is the way of Shmuel learns the Gemara. Rav Moshe writes in the Dibros Moshe, the way he explains Yochel Anatza, I think it's a more pashut way. He says by Yochel Anatka, it's not pshat, the one who could pull it is holding it. By Yochel Anatka, they're both considered to be holding it. Shneyem, both of them are considered to be holding it if it's Yochel Anatka. So by get, where both of them holding it is not good enough. So it doesn't work. She's holding and he's holding. It doesn't work. By Sudr, it works. Because by Sudr, if we're both holding it, right, that's a good Kenyan. I'm holding Gimel HaGimel, you're holding the rest of it. It's not a problem. That's, I'm holding... Even less than Gimel HaGimel. Yeah, what Rashi is saying is that you're holding the whole thing. They both are holding the whole thing. When two people are holding it, if I'm Yochel Anatka, it's like I'm holding the whole thing. That's the din of Yochel Anatka. But it's not as if I'm exclusively holding the whole thing. We're both holding the whole thing. So Hasab Krisis be even. Because even if I'm Yochel Anatka, Kozman I didn't pull it, you're holding and I'm holding.
The only application you have of Yochel Anatka is only talking about this. The only place in Shas is this case over here.
That's
where
right.
It's a Chasar Krisis.
That's why the Gemara in the Kasha held a Chasar in Kenya. The Gemara says Chasar in Krisis. If it wouldn't be Chasar in Krisis, it would be good. Why would it be good? If it wouldn't be a chesaron krisis, why would it be good? He still could pull it away. So it's Rav Moshe, because it's like they're both holding it. They both have a din of holding it, the whole thing. So since they both have a din of holding the whole thing, so therefore, by kinyanim it works. By get, the chesaron krisis.
Here it's backwards. Here, the kinyan was for the woman. The woman's holding the whole get.
And he's holding the whole thing.
And he's holding the little string on the
end. I understand, but Yochel Anatka makes like he's holding the whole thing. When you're holding the string, it's kilu, you're holding the whole thing.
Once we say, no, krisis, the whole thing has nothing to do with it.
Yochel
Anatka is nothing. It's not even a
kinyan.
The only reason why it's a problem is because...
So that's not. It's a Ramesh's teaching, to explain the way the Rambam learned the Gemara, Ramesh's teaching that Yochel Anatka means that we're both holding it. Anytime I could pull it, I'm holding it. It doesn't mean you're not. Normally, honest people, if I give you one end of something, I have one end, so you get your end. I don't plan to pull it away. The fact that I could pull it away means, Kilo, I'm holding the whole thing, but you're also holding the whole thing. Anyway, if we're both holding it, so then it's good. The hustle creases being on, it's not a get. And by Kinyan Sudr, it works because we're both holding it. Doesn't matter if Yochel Anatka. And with that, it explains why it doesn't bring Yochel Anatka by Shtei Mezim Batalis. Because we're both holding it. My Yochel Anatka doesn't make you not hold it, it just means that I am holding it. The only place Yochel Anatka in Shas is Taka only by get. Because everywhere else, the fact that I can pull it doesn't mean you're not losing it. Doesn't mean you're not holding. Last piece of Gemara, Amar Rava, Im Haisa Talis Mushev Eschalkin. All right, you could picture a talis with a silver atara. They're fighting over it. So I think the silver ataras cost more than the talisim usually, no? Huh? I don't have ataras, I don't know. It certainly weighs more than the talis. I said, silver is worth more. So, Chelkin. Pshita. I'm sorry to be picky. I don't understand Pshita. If the gold is closer to me than to you, why shouldn't I get the gold? So let's learn the next line. I'm not going to help you. Pshita loitzricha. The koi dava ve mitzi. The gold is a mill. In fact, the mohanami pshita loitzricha. Mikra v'gabichat. Now, when it said be mitzi, the idea is he's not in his hand. It's not in his fist. But it's closer to one. Mao detema domalei ploy kachi. So I'm holding the talus. The atar is near me. I'm telling you, cut it this way. So you could say, amalei, my chos is the pagasachi. Why cut it that way? Let's cut it in the length. I don't understand. You and I are holding a talus. Let's picture it. So we're fighting. They say, Chalo Yachloiko. I say, oh, Yachloiko, let's cut it this way. You say, my chazis, cut it this way. What do you mean my chazis? I'm holding this end, you're holding that end. The words my chazis mean, why should you say cut it better this way, cut it better that way? I understand why I should cut it better this way. It makes more sense. I'm holding it on this side, you're holding it on that side. Let's cut it down the middle. Can someone explain to me why the Gemara says such an expression? My chaz is pshita. What do you mean, my chaz is? Is it such a pashta din? They cut it in the length? Why should I cut it in the length? Wouldn't you think you should cut it in the width? The value. I'm dividing the value. So, Taka, why do I divide the value? If the whole talus is... I understand that if physically cutting it in half will make it worth much less than it was, I understand we have to go by value. But if I'm holding one end, you're holding one end.
Only what's in your hand and it makes the difference where you're holding. It makes the center.
What's closer to me should make a difference.
So, you only go by what's in your hand. You don't cut it.
Why shouldn't I look at the part that's closer to me? Center, it shouldn't matter. See, the way Rabbi Chanan in the Kavish Shur Chelik Beis Simin Tes, where he dealt with the whole sugya, at the end of it, he says, look, we have two ways to look at Shnayim Arzim. Either each one's holding half B'Torah's Vaday, or each one's holding the whole thing B'Torah, and it's B'Torah Safik. That's the way we started on day number one of our Mishnah. That you can look at it two ways. Either each one's holding half, or each one's holding the whole. So obviously, if each one's holding the whole thing, B'Torah Safik, then everything you're saying is correct. We're holding the whole thing B'Torah Safik. So I'm holding the whole thing all the way down to your fingers, and you're holding all the way down to my fingers. So what's the difference? Closer to me, closer to you. My nafkamina. And I agree with you. But if you're going to learn, like what we call Shita's Taisis, or Rabbi said it's Taisis Shita, that no, you're holding one half and I'm holding one half. I'm only half B'Torah's Vaday, you're holding half B'Torah's Vaday. If we look at it that way, the Shayah is Metalis, I'm holding half and you're holding half, then why not cut it in the width? Why not cut it in the width? I'm holding my half, you're holding your half. Huh?
But even when we say that, are we saying I have a specific half? The point is the whole discussion of whether you're most bad or suffering is the problem is you have two people on most. You could have two people most get an item. But at the end of the day, what's in the middle is in suffering. We're not saying that, oh, it's definitely yours because it's closer to you. There's no, just because I'm closer doesn't mean anything. But so Tyson is saying, no, the point is it doesn't make a difference if the other guy's holding it. It's not at the start on my suffering. But I'm most going to have. But what half? The half that's closer to me? What difference does it make?
All right, so Rabbi Chanan says what you're saying. This is in, again, there. Rabbi Chanan says that even if you hold, each one's holding a half, it's not a physical half. It's not pshat, I'm holding the part that's physically closer to me. I would phrase it, it's a lamdish a half. He calls it, he doesn't use the word lamdish a half. I think his expression is, it's a half al pidin, not a half b'mitzis. It's a lamdish a half. In lamdis, I have half, you have half, like shutfim. I don't have any specific piece, and you don't have any specific piece. It's a lamdish half. So that's what the Gemara say. My chaz the pagasai plakach. We like shutfim. Shutfim can't say split this way, split that way. Right. So that's how he explains this. Okay, we pretty much have come to the end of a sugya. Truth is that the first parak above Mitzias splits in half. The second half of the parak is Hilyani Kinyanin, which we're going to get to soon. The next song is still has a Shaykhis.